We're back on the airwaves here with Mary Catherine on East London Radio, and we're at that magical time where we've got our guest of the week, and it's Helen Longmate. Hello, Helen. Welcome to the studio.
Morning, Mary.
Lovely jubbly. And Helen is a school teacher locally, but she's going to be chatting to us about vegan. And included in the studio today, because it's half term, are her two children. Oscar, say hello.
Hello.
Say hello, Astrid.
Hello.
There we are. There's a full house today. So, veganism. How long have you been a vegan to start with, Helen?
It's 25 years this year.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Yeah. And she's not that old, love. It obviously keeps you young as well. So what was the spark that led you into veganism? Did you start being a vegetarian? How did it work? Tell us about it.
So my sisters went off to secondary school when I was about 8 and came back having met some vegetarian people and wanted to be vegetarian. And they passed all the literature to me. And I read it and it sort of made sense for me. I'd been wondering how you got the meat off animals without hurting them, and since I was a little girl. So I gave up meat first and fish about a year later. But it was about another 7 years before I became a vegan.
Wow. And how did you actually translate the meat and the dairy and stuff into vegetarian? Did you go on a course or did you get cookery books? How did you make it work on the day? Because it's a daily thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think with any diet, you have to be careful that you're getting everything that you need. So, and I think vegans tend to be a little bit more aware about it. So they're aware that you've got to make sure that you're having enough protein and that you've got all the vitamins covered. So I did quite a bit of reading up on that. My friend was a vegan as well, and her mum had a health food shop, so that was handy.
Oh gosh, that's icing on the cake, isn't
but
it?
Always making sure that we're including enough pulses in our diet, tofu, and making sure that you found a way to get B12.
Right, okay, that's interesting. And what would you say is your favourite recipe that's easy after a day's work to put together? Or do you cook at the weekend and freeze? How do you do it?
Well, I love cooking. It's my way of winding down. Mm-hmm. And the kids love cooking with me. So that's usually we'll have stir fry maybe one night and a shepherd's pie with bellotti beans maybe another night, pie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice. And we like to eat lots of curries. And I think that's another nice thing. You tend to be a bit more inventive when you're
right.
Looking around for
but it
recipes.
Sounds as if you've made it easy and quick, because I mean what you've just described, they don't take hours. I just have it in my head that veganism and vegetarianism take a fortnight to prepare. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, and I know this in the last few weeks we've just been redoing our kitchen, and that's inspired me to do a lot more cooking. And so I have been doing things that are a bit more complicated and take a long time, but that's when I've got the time.
Right, okay.
I think generally I don't think it takes you any longer than a meat diet.
Wow. She's converting us slowly here, listeners. So in terms of your schoolwork, Helen, does veganism come up? Are there any members of staff who are into vegetarianism or veganism? Or?
Well, I think veganism has definitely been on the rise in the last few years. So I know that there are 3 or 4 of us now in the school that are vegan.
Oh, wow. That's quite a large number, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And so it's nice we can share recipes and new products that we've found.
Right, swap
ideas. The kids
ideas.
Are very interested as well.
Right, and in terms of the school children and the dinner ladies and so on, do they cater for vegetarianism? I doubt if they would cater for vegan, but how does that work?
Yeah, so there isn't much catering for vegans at the moment, but there's always at least 1 or 2 vegetarian choices every day for the kids.
Oh, that's good.
And my kids both have school dinners and have the vegetarian option every day and seem to be happy with it.
Well, are we happy with the vegetarian lunches?
Yeah.
They're both nodding, listeners. Okay, so in terms of when you keep yourself motivated with it, obviously it's second nature to you now, it's effortless, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you just mentioned in passing about Waltham Forest vegans and the school teachers. Are you part of any group or organisation? Or?
Yeah, so I joined Waltham Forest Vegans Facebook a while ago, and it's been a brilliant source of information on different cafes and restaurants that are offering vegan food. And I know that during January, when people were trying out veganism for the month, they were offering support to people that wanted to try it, where they could shop more easily, recipes
brilliant.
And things.
Yeah. And is there any vegan restaurants locally in Waltham Forest, do you know? Or?
There's a vegetarian restaurant just opened at the top of Chingford Road now.
Oh, right.
There are quite a lot, and of course there's the Hornbeam, which is fantastic and fully vegan.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Mm. That is in Walthamstow near Baker's Arms, listeners. It's the Hornbeam Centre. I mean, it's not only just a cafe and restaurant; it's a great venue for many, many interests. So, how would you think you would advise, if you would advise, say the likes of me? I don't eat that much meat, but I do eat meat. How would I actually introduce myself? Would it be once a week? Or how would you say would be a good option? Because I liken it to sort of like slimming. If you make yourself go without, you'll fail. So it'd have to be pleasant and uplifting.
Yeah.
So how would you tempt me?
Well, I'd probably advise you to think about the cuisines that you really like, and then explore those for where most cuisines have got a vegan option in there somewhere. So Chinese, Thai...
Yeah, okay, that's a good
Italian,
starting point,
and then,
yeah.
Then you're eating what you already enjoy.
Yeah, and when you shop, can you shop at the ordinary supermarkets or do you have to go to specialist outlets?
Absolutely. Supermarkets, I tend to try and shop locally in the small shops anyway, but the supermarkets have got more and more products all the time, so right. For ease.
That's right, it's amazing that I have never noticed, you see. So that's so in terms of a week's diet, do you use tofu or corn or what are your sources of protein?
Okay, so we maybe have lentil dal one night, but we'll definitely have we'll have some smoked tofu and some regular tofu during the week. Depending on what we're cooking. We don't tend to have too much corn because it's really quite processed. And that's...
What is corn made of then? I mean, I've made a shepherd's pie with corn for my son, but I didn't actually taste it, but he liked it. So what is in it?
So I think regular corn is made from a fungus, but they've just started making vegan corn because regular corn has egg in it.
But
the vegan options, I think they're made with potato starch, but I think it goes through so many processes that it's...
It wouldn't be your first choice.
It's not our first choice, but no. I think it's important to have a bit of what you like.
Absolutely.
You don't want
absolutely.
To.
Yeah. And what about the tofu? How do you... I mean, because you can get it in little blocks. I've got it in blocks, and to be honest, listeners, I've left it in the fridge till it was past its best date and ended up in the bin. But...
Well, we might have scrambled tofu at the weekend for breakfast.
Oh,
and then
how do you do that then, scrambled tofu?
Oh, okay,
tofu.
So make it into sort of breadcrumbs and then you can add different
spices. Well, you just get the lumps
it.
And
yeah.
just break it down. Oh, right.
Cook it with some garlic and ginger and have it on toast.
Wow.
Maybe a bit of turmeric or saffron.
I also wanted to ask, because you're so laid back about the idea of veganism, I've met people who've been quite heavyweight and... Not offensive exactly, but definitely proselytising the whole concept of veganism. Mm. And I think gentle persuasion, which is what you're giving to us and our listeners, is the way to go. In terms of school dinners now, let's look at that. My mum was a school dinner many moons ago, but I remember her complaining, saying the meat is getting more and more processed and looks less and less like the real thing. But obviously it was out of her hands to get that changed. But Jamie Oliver came in and really did have an impact, didn't he?
Yeah.
Improving the... quality of the meal and the intake and so on. So do you see in your lifetime veganism coming onto the full agenda? Or
absolutely. I think I quickly looked up some statistics today and saw there's been a 360% rise in the last 10 years.
360%?
Yeah. Woo. So it looks as though there are about 500,000 vegans now in the UK, and I think that it's quite a lot to do with thinking about where our food comes from, which is what Jamie Oliver was encouraging with school dinners, a greater connection to where our food comes from and how we can eat healthily.
Yeah.
And I think that veganism can definitely have that sort of impact. It's got a much gentler environmental impact. And as we're moving towards wanting to use less plastic and less food miles, I think that we're starting to think more carefully about what we eat.
That's great. And in terms of the plastic thing, when you buy from the smaller shops you were talking about, do they package it less?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful because there's a lot of very processed vegan food that can be wrapped up in all sorts. But we're trying to buy things in paper bags now, and there are quite a few really lovely shops in Walthamstow doing that now, so you can buy your pulses and rice and
paper bags. Because I'd really like, I put it on Facebook about having paper bags for sandwich bags as opposed to plastic. Ian was just telling me that his other half is running a stall and she's got a load of paper bags, so I'm going to find out the source of those.
Great.
And so in terms of, how would you think the school would actually begin to address it? Would it have to be from the sort of the local authority level or the individual school level? You know, how do you think that would begin to put it on the agenda?
I think we need a movement sort of nationwide, really.
Right.
We need to educate our children as to how they can live without having as big an environmental impact, and to think more about what they're putting in their bodies.
Yeah, and what, you know, all the food programmes, I mean, I'm up to here with all the food programmes on the telly, but as far as I know, there aren't any that are vegetarian or veganism. Do you think that would be an avenue to raise the consciousness of people's awareness?
And I think it really has started, lots of the newspapers now have a vegan, vegetarian weekend column, or I see it even sort of in Asda's monthly food magazine, they have had vegan recipes there now.
Well, what about your Waltham Forest Vegan organisation setting up a little TV programme then?
Oh yeah, well, that'd be great.
Pop-up shop. What else do you think we need to know about in terms of eating and that? Because my fear would be that I'd have a sort of a real sense of missing out on, say, chicken. Or bacon sarnies, you know. I mean, are there options that are palatable?
I think there's tofurkey do very good replacements. It's a brand. I'm not sure.
It's an issue.
So there are lots of different brands now that are doing meat style replacements. So my son really likes the bacon replacements. There are lots of different companies that do sort of chicken style things. There's Hackney Vegan Market and another one in Walthamstow as well now. But
where is the Walthamstow Vegan Market?
It's
you're talking about the
Blackpool
Sunday
Road.
Afternoon. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So you've got companies, local companies like Temple of Satan that have set up, and they
say that again.
Temple of Satan.
Temple of Satan. Good Lord, that's quite scary. do they do?
Satan is a meat replacement. It's a wheat based meat replacement. So they do sort of chicken style burgers. So
do you have those? Do you have that at all? Or
as a treat, we'll go to one of the vegan markets and have it. Sort of vegan junk food more than anything. So
vegan. What a contradiction that is. Vegan junk food, dear listener. So tell us again that there's a vegan market in Walthamstow, Blackhorse Road. What days is that?
I think it's twice a month now on a Sunday.
So we could actually look that up on Google and it would come up, or Waltham Forest, what's on. And what about vegan restaurants in Waltham Forest? Do you know any, or do they have it included in the menu but with other things as well?
There are lots of places that are having a vegan option now. I know that the Nag's Head had a month of vegan food.
Oh, wow!
And
along with the beer. Is it vegan beer?
Well, not all of it, I suspect. But yeah, most places are labelling whether their wine and beer is vegan.
Wow, that is adventurous. I was joking. Mm. Do you hear that, listeners? Does it still give you the little bit of a kick?
it's the same in all other ways, apart from it doesn't have the same clarifiers in the same animal-based filters.
That's interesting.
But yeah, there are loads of places popping up now with vegan options.
Okay. It's been a fascinating conversation here with Helen about veganism. I've learnt more in this 25 minutes than I have in all my years, and I'm over 70, dear listeners, as you know. So tell us again about the Waltham Forest Vegans, how people can get onto it.
So you just look them up on Facebook. I was invited to join. So it's just a brilliant site. If you've got any questions, people are really happy to answer any queries, and there are always tips and wrinkles there.
Do you get menu ideas as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you use any books at all, or books from the library, or any books that you could think of?
A few books. Vegan with a Vengeance was one of my first
vegan with a Vengeance
cookbooks.
Oh, that's a wonderful title.
And Rose Elliott's cookbook was another that I got very early on.
Rose Elliott, she's the one who did all the beans, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know, it's amazing, listeners, I had that book when I was first married, but I didn't realise it. Is it vegan or vegetarian?
She did a vegetarian one, but she's been vegan for a long time.
Oh, well, I didn't even see it as vegetarian. I just thought, all these beans nonsense, I'd better try it. How about that? Well, thanks so much for coming in, Helen. And,
well, thank you for inviting
we'll
me.
Certainly look out for the Waltham Forest Vegans. And thank you so much, Oscar and Astrid, who've sat here quietly with the headphones on, dear listeners.